In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we cannot read this gospel without, if we are true Christians, wondering if we have done enough so that we would know the shepherd of the sheep. The sheep follow him because they know his voice. They're always safe because they're with the shepherd who goes before them. Are we like that? Do we always know his voice? Or do we have times of confusion, doubt, waywardness? I think we have to answer that there are times when we do not hear the voice of God. And even worse, perhaps there are times when we hear another voice and we think it's God's voice. We are coming to an age, or we're in an age, when truth is called false, and that which is false is called true. Many people believe things that are false, thinking that they are from God. And the reason why they believe these false things is because they don't know the voice of God. And of course, the voice of God is not something that rings in our physical ears. It comes from us being at the Master's feet, learning the one thing needful. This gospel should be a rebuke to us. Learning obviously can't save us. The Pharisees were extremely learned. What will save us is faith, fervor, desire to be in Christ's presence. You can't be lost if you're in the presence of Christ. If you're with the shepherd, you'll be safe. That's especially what this gospel says to me today. And every day that I read it, that's what it says. Now, our Lord calls himself the door, but he also calls himself the shepherd, so he's both. The only way to salvation is through the door, through Christ. But just believing in Christ is not enough. There are many who say they believe in Christ and say amazingly false and pernicious and unholy things, and say that they are from God's mouth. We are now in a political era when things are said that are absolutely despicable and should not be spoken of, and they are taken to be God's will. Those people don't know the voice of God. They don't know the voice of the shepherd. And if indeed in our generation Antichrist comes, they'll believe him. They'll believe him as the voice of God because they don't know God's voice. Now you have to ask yourself, will you know God's voice? I've told this story before. It's an important one, so I'll tell it again. A friend of mine who was living with a man loved him. They loved each other, but for reasons of convenience, they didn't think they should get married yet, get through school and the whole, all that stuff that people say they have to do before they get married. But not before they sleep together, just before they get married. And so we were talking, and she really wanted to not be doing this. She loved him, but she felt some guilt about it. And she was basically convinced she would go to him and say, we can't sleep together anymore. I love you. This is not breaking up, but we can't sleep together. We just can't do it. My conscience just burns me. But when she got back to school, this was during a summer break, she didn't have the courage to do it. And later on, talking with her, she said, well, I know that we are going to marry, and at that time, God will forgive my sin. And you know, she's correct. God would forgive her sin. But the question is, would she even ask for forgiveness at that point? Because people change over time. The person you are might not be the person you are going to be if you don't continually follow the voice of God. You'll start to not be able to recognize it. Now, her story was that her boyfriend actually died in an accident, and so they did never marry. But the way the world is, they could have stretched it out. They could have gone to graduate school. They could have decided to do this, do that, see Europe, and not get married for 10 years. And by that time, she might have been unrecognizable and lost the ability to hear the voice of God. God will receive anyone's repentance. The thing is, though, that if we become worldly, we don't ask for repentance, or we don't ask for forgiveness. So this gospel should be a wake-up call for everyone, even the one who prays 5 hours a day and gives alms and does prostrations and has tears. Everyone reading this gospel should think, do I know the voice of my shepherd? There's only one way to know it, to be around him. To be around him in prayer, to be around him in what is important in your life. As a pastor, I see people all the time that are barely associated with the church. Just a tiny, tiny thread connects them to the church. Sometimes a cultural thing, or sometimes just, I don't know what keeps them connected to the church. They come once a year, maybe even every other year. They get their children baptized, and they know almost nothing about God. And as I see them, if I happen to see them through any period of time, usually such people, they come in and out of my life, you know, sort of like a firework. They're there for a little while and then they're gone. But sometimes you see people over time and you see them become more and more worldly and almost unrecognizable. Let's not let this happen to us. We must follow the shepherd. We must be close to him. That's the only way we can know his voice. May God help us to do this.